I said, faith-bound judge? That doesn't look faithful to me. You guys having a good time? Yeah, help yourself to some more grog. It's on the house tonight. Hey, Dagon, how's security look? Yeah? Thanks for keeping us safe, you big, beautiful Belgian, you.
Nerd.
Let's keep the party going.
Dude.
Oh, hey, Pipes, what's up?
Are you ready?
Yeah, sorry, man. A lot of grog tonight.
Let's do it.
Okay, welcome everybody to the Who's the Killer After Party. We are celebrating the gold team's victory. That's right, they took first place in the world last week. So we are celebrating in the cellar bar where the Grogs of Theros have put together an amazing spread, and the grog will flow all night. We've got DJ Soul Twist from the Silver Team spinning our party music for us all night. Dagon from the Grogs of Theros is running security and keeping us safe. We've got a buzz room out back for those who prefer their buzz to be a little more naturally grown, if you know what I'm saying. Forbidden from the Grogs of Theros is back there managing that scene. We're just waiting for the gold team to arrive and make their way down the red carpet. Let's go out front where Gobbles the Goblin is covering the red carpet scene. Gobbles, what's going on out there?
I'm not doing this.
No, it's just that you said you wanted a more active role in the podcast, so I thought...
Goblin Pile placed fourth in this weekend's event using superior gameplay and...
All right, kill his mic. That's enough of that business. Oh, the first limo is arriving, and let's see. It's... Yes, it's Imagine and Mork 90. Mork, of course, holds the longest streak of perfection in GOT history, or at least since I've been here. Something like in the 20s, I believe. Oh, and here's another limo. And wow, it's Superfly. That is quite an outfit. What color is that? Aubergine? Superfly indeed. And next we have Imperial. And Superfly and Imperial have been with us for years. And Mr. Snuggles has arrived. Joined the Gods of Theros around the same time I did. God, he always smells so good. What's up with that? And the last god out of that car is Bento Box. That's right, another longtime member. Great players, all of them. Oh, that's a much smaller limo. What could it be? Oh my God, puppies! They're all just spilling out of that little limo. They are so cute. Yes, they are. That's gonna add some life to the party. Okay, another car pulling up. I think it's, yes, it's Derek Rogers, our esteemed leader of the entire Gods of Theros Mega Coalition. He just ended a streak of perfection of 13 wins. But this has got to be sweet consolation to win it all. And he's joined by, yes, it's Star 12, another of the original gods. Truly royalty in these parts. What an honor for all of you, really. And let's see, another limo has just pulled up, and it is, yes, it's Raceland and Jay Truant. Yeah, both are frequent visitors of the Throne of Perfection. Good to see them here. Jay Truant just entered a streak of 6 straight wins, I believe. And it's MC7 also has arrived. If it wasn't for a 10-point misstep last week, they'd be on the Throne of Perfection. And Wolf815, yes, he's playing the best Magic of his career lately. He was on the throne a couple months ago, I believe. And let's see. Okay, we are coming down to the final few cars. And we have 6 Iron. Yes, the gold team leader. Wow, looking svelte in what I could only describe as Lynx Couture. I didn't know they made pants like that. Wow. And still wearing his golf cleats. That's okay. You can't damage the floors in the Grogs of Theros. I can promise you that. 6 Iron coming off of his own perfect streak of 12 weeks, I believe. And he's arriving with the poet Big Bill. Yes, Bill was a recent guest on the show. He's playing great Magic lately. He's enjoying his first stint on the Throne of Perfection as we speak. Actually, I believe he was on the Throne of Perfection many years ago, and Poppy took the week off, so it never got announced. So congratulations, Big Bill, on your second stint on the Throne of Perfection. And who's arriving now? Let's see. It's Razuishu, yes, wearing a Throne of Perfection pin on his lapel. And he's arriving with Voodoo, who was on the Throne of Perfection as recently as last week. Yes, very nice. And who's pulling up now? It's Sangwoo Lee. Sangwoo Lee, who's surfing a wave of 10 straight perfect scores. Sangwoo Lee, everybody. And Sepulka, nice. Wow, no stranger whatsoever to the Throne of Perfection. His streak is now up to 11. No, for 12 straight wins for Sepulka. We are just waiting for one more. Yep. Wait, what's this? A very colorful car. It's smaller than the... Oh, wow. Four clowns just jumped out, and they are holding the door for somebody. Oh, it's Couch Clown. Couch Clown, everybody. He currently holds the longest streak of perfection in the Gods of Theros at 13 straight perfect scores. I think that completes the arrival of the gold team. Okay, let's just get this thing rolling before the grog really kicks in. Broadcasting from the Grog Cellar at the Gods of Theros to over 2,000 listeners in 49 countries on 6 continents. Thank you, South Africa. Welcome to MTG PodQuest, the world's biggest podcast covering news and events surrounding the mobile game Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. I'm Grog Thuggery, and I've had a little nerd tonight while celebrating... Wait, hold it. I'm Nerd Thuggery, and I've had a little grog tonight while celebrating the gold team's first-place finish in the latest and newest event, Who's the Killer? But first, let's look at the global results from the previous week's event, Survivor of the Four Tribes Part 2.
Global team results.
15 teams scored over 95%, and 2 teams were within 18 points of a perfect score for Survivor of the Four Tribes Part 2. I was sure that that first perfect team score would come from Soft Part 1, but it seems Soft Part 2 is just as viable a candidate as the Part 1. 2 teams tied atop the leaderboard, Black Lotus and Goblin Pile, both scored 2,382 points, both only 18 points short of a perfect score. 15 teams scored over 95%. Those teams, in order of brilliance, were
Goblin Pile,
Black Lotus,
MTG Goldfish,
Oblivion,
Black Vice,
Blue Lotus,
Team Reckless,
Gods of Theros Silver Team.
You have one job.
The new talent.
Teferi.
Gods of Theros, the Gold Team.
Gods of Theros, the Bronze Team.
Tormented.
Dejected.
Now let's progress to this past week's event. A new one offered up by WebCore, this event called Who's the Killer? I had fun playing this event, and most of the feedback I've heard about Who's the Killer has been generally well received. And when the event closed on Sunday evening, the Gods of Theros stood tall above the crowd, winning their first event since winning Family Business last May. Black Vice was only 10 points behind the gold team, with You Have One Job another 4 points behind them. Those were the only 3 teams posting 98%. However, 12 teams scored at least 95%. Those teams in order are
the Gods of Theros,
Black Vice,
You Have One Job,
Goblin Pile,
Oblivion,
Black Lotus,
Something Went Wrong,
Blue Lotus,
MTG Goldfish,
Tormented,
Team Reckless,
Teferi. A fun event, I'm sure we'll see it again soon. It looks like Breaking the Power Stone is up next. Good luck, everybody. What's up next, Pipes?
Streaks of Perfection.
Ah, yes. Well, currently, FC Led Zepp maintains their brilliance and continues to prove they are one of the all-time best. They have 32 straight wins, maintaining a 15-week lead over Erte and Beckless, who also continue to display their mastery of the craft. They are tied at second on the list. Currently, there are 12 players who are riding streaks of 10 wins or more. In order, those players are...
With 32 straight wins, FC Led Zepp.
With 17, Erte.
Also at 17,
Beckless.
With 13 straight wins, Couch Clown.
With 12 straight wins,
Callus.
Also with 12 straight wins,
Sepulka.
With 11 straight wins, Sakura-sama.
Also with 11 wins,
The Hunter.
With 10 straight wins,
Ragsy.
Also with 10 straight wins,
Marshall.
With 10 straight wins,
Fisk.
And also at 10 wins,
Sangwoo Lee.
Great job, everybody. You guys are the best of the best.
Nothing this week on cards or planeswalkers, only because the reception of the roundtable has been overwhelmingly positive. It was a lot of fun making that. And I'm going to steer my opinions in that direction whenever I have a roundtable scheduled. That being said, we are planning on recording another roundtable episode next week where we will be debating the best planeswalkers in the game. You don't want to miss that one. In the meantime, if you want to hear real reviews by real experts, I always recommend you check out the YouTube channels by Gazmaster, Nalthazar, Main Loop, and the Planeswalker Coach. Their links are in my show notes. Okay, let's close this out with the weekly report of my home coalition,
Gods of Theros.
What's up, Gods and Groggers? The gold team showed what it's capable of, posting a score only 34 points from perfect in a brand new event, Who's the Killer? For the third straight week, we have three in the top 15. Dodge has returned from a well-deserved break and has performed his analysis and submitted his report.
The Throne of Perfection.
We're back after a couple of crazy weeks that demonstrated just how topsy-turvy this game can get. First, Survivors of the Four Tribes Part 2 showed the Silver Team outmaneuvering the Gold Team for an 8th place finish. Boom! The Gold Team must have taken offense to such mockery and put the smackdown on all their pretenders with a shiny 1st place finish in the brand new event this week. Who's the Killer? Who's the Killer, you ask? It's the mighty Gods of Theros, that's who. Booyah! Sadly, our top two perfection runners, Derek Rogers and Six Iron, fell to the survivors last week. But we still have a plethora of mountain climbers in Clout's Clown at 13, Sepulka at 12, and now Sangwoo Lee at 10. And we shan't forget the rest of the Throne of Perfectionists. Black Dragon at 6 straight wins, the poet Big Bill at 6, and Razuishu at 5. An honorable mention to Voodoo, who reached the Throne of Perfection last week, but he fell to Who's the Killer by 2 points this week. Cheers, gods. A spontaneously spunky 40 members of Gods of Theros ascended the coveted Throne of Theros with perfect scores of 120 this week, including Kung Fu Chuck, Sangwoo Lee, Hoots and Hoople, Couts Clown, Danny Crow, Sepulka, Trash Bear, the poet Big Bill, Demosthenes, Razuishu, Fireboy, Six Iron, Jernobog, Wolf 815, Buffalo Dave, MC7, Seth Mar, Graceland, Mo 815, oh my god, puppies, Phoenix, Derek Rogers, Scheme, Star 12, Magan Reven, Mr. Snuggles, Braticus, Imperial, Topo Loco, Superfly, Anuarop, Imagine, Dodge U, Black Dragon, Unko Sama, Den Johan, Six Iron Alt, Targriel, Soul Twist, Kumashi. A superbly sublime 18 members claimed the demigod status, scoring 95%, including Voodoo, Big Ben, Quicksilver, Frog Smasher, Not That Mad, Craig Kinzo, Gamer 1919, Cable Plays, Scald Strider, Mimi, Dolio, Horizon, EEAAJJ, Gernhot, Helios, Protocon, V Drake, The Kai Besito. Another stupendously superior 49 avatars scored 75% or more. Great job, guys. All right, let's break down the team.
The Gold Team.
16 gods with perfect scores, one demigod at 95%. Team performance was 98. Top performers, we have 5 gods with a perfect 100 rating, with Sepulka, Couts Clown, Sangwoo Lee, Razuishu, and the poet Big Bill. That puts our Gold Team at the top of the chart. First place in the world this event. Player movement has Superfly and Imagine moving to the Silver Team.
The Silver Team.
7 gods with perfect scores, 5 demigods at 95%, a team performance of 93. Top performer was Black Dragon at 100, Den Johan at 99, Quicksilver at 98. That puts our Silver Team at 15th place in the world for this event. Player movement this week has Den Johan and Quicksilver moving up to the Gold Team. Crimson King is moving to the Bronze Team. Dodge U and Shrike will both be returning to GOT2, and Black Dragon is taking flight to see which team he lands in next week.
The Bronze Team!
8 gods with perfect scores, 4 demigods at 95%. Team performance was 94. The top performers, Danny Crow at 97 and Trash Bear and Demosthenes, both at 96. And that puts the Bronze Team at 13th place in the world this event. Second week in a row, they placed 13th. Player Movement has Danny Crow and Trash Bear moving up to the Silver Team, Ninja Sid and Adembi moving to GOT4.
The Quads of Theros!
One God with a perfect score, five demigods at 95%. Team performance was 87. The top performers are Phoenix at 94, Vito at 93, and Big Ben at 90. The Quads of Theros took 25th place in the world this event. Player Movement has Phoenix and Big Ben moving up to the bronze team. Cable Plays is moving to GOT5. Call Me Clam will return to his happy home in the Grogs of Theros.
El Cinco de Theros!
One God with a perfect score, two demigods at 95%, the performance rating of 74. The top performers, Nomish Chrome at 92, Neil M. and Schemer at 90. The Cinco placed 32nd in the world this event. Player Movement has Neil M. and Schemer moving up to GOT4.
The Hexagods of Theros.
Three gods with a perfect score, one demigod at 95%, a performance rating of 60. The top performers, Magan Reven at 90, Penn at 83, and Averdi at 81. The Hexagods return to the top 50, placing 48th place in the world this event. Player Movement, this event has Magan Reven moving up to GOT5.
The Grogs of Theros!
One God with a perfect score, a performance rating of 60. The top performers, Inuaroth at 99, Boromak at 91, and Marino at 85. The Grogs of Theros placed 53rd in the world. Player Movement has Yusu, Panchito, Xandar, and Doctor Who all invited to move up to GOT6. If you want to join the Gods of Theros, just use the search feature in the game for coalitions and type in Gods of the and hit enter. Your list will populate with our open coalitions. If you see space in Gods of Theros 6 or 7, or in one of the lettered coalitions, go ahead and jump right in, say something about Grog, it'll be funny. We'll welcome you. We have two rules in the Gods of Theros. Play the weekend coalition event and don't be a dick. Once you are a member of the Gods of Theros, you have access to the exclusive portions of our Discord server, which is a great resource for deck building, event strategy. We are always discussing card combos, planeswalkers mechanics, strategies for the coalition events. You know what? If you want to know what decks Kautz Clown or Sangwoo Lee or Sepulka are using to post perfect scores in the coalition events, or Quicksilver or Mork 90 or Six Iron as they continue to mount their assault on the Throne of Perfection, or Black Dragon or Danny Crow, even retired legends such as Poppy and Ampersand still have their decks and advice posted in the deck channels of our server. This Discord server is not new. It's been up for years, collecting wisdom and advice on these events. It's right there for you when you become a member of the Gods of Theros. Join the coalition and send Derek Rogers or me, Nerd Thuggery, a friend request on Discord so we can get you set up. And just a note, all these teams and players you hear about with perfect scores and winning events, they don't do it in a vacuum. They all have Discord servers where they share their own wisdom on this amazing game, Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. Big mega coalitions such as Black Phoenix, the Power Nine, From the Ashes, Dead Lotus Society, and yes, the Gods of Theros, we all have very active Discord servers, and many of us join the other team servers as well to talk about the game and really just to enjoy the fellowship that has been fostered over the years in this game. So if you play the game, and especially if you are just starting out in this game, reach out to your coalition leaders about how to join your Discord server, and even how to join other coalition servers. Even some content creators such as Nalthazar and Gazmaster have their own Discord servers where you are welcome to join, commiserate, and learn. I promise you will receive a friendly welcome. All right, let's wrap this one up. Dodge U is the maestro of mathematics for the Gods of Theros coalition event results and writes the summary with audacious aplomb. Pipes is known to his mother as Jeffrey Smith. He's been doing this for decades. You've heard his voice in radio and TV ads. You can find him on Fiverr. Additional writing for this episode by Dodge U. Additional research provided by Dodge U and Lars 70. This podcast is produced by Echo Blade Studios. I'm Nerd Thuggery. Be sure to like, subscribe, write a nice review, all that good stuff. Say hi. Links to all the content creators are in my show notes. Good luck this weekend with Breaking the Power Stone. Can the gold team repeat as world champions? We'll know in a few days. Say it with me, Pipes.
So long, nerds.
Hey, anybody see Clem? Where's Gobbles? I want to fill that goblet with grog.